亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
感谢主的恩典，把我带到你们的中间。
I thank the Lord for bringing me to be with you.
非常高兴能够在这个地方见到我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹和亲爱的朋友。
I'm delighted to meet dear brothers and sisters and our friends.
早上靠着主的恩典，跟我们亲爱的朋友分享我们主的救恩。
By God's grace, this morning I'd like to share with you God's blessing, God's grace.
在这之前，我们先读一点的圣经。
And when we start, let's turn to the Bible.
请我们打开圣经《使徒行传》的第四章十二节。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
翻到了，我们请我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们一起来读啊。
Let us read this verse in unison.
除他以外，没有拯救，因为在天下人间，
For neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved.
亲爱朋友
，Dear friends，
这段的圣经也让我们基督徒有许多的为难。
This scripture verse sometimes causes us difficulty even among Christians.
多少的时候我们碰上一些朋友，我们告诉他们，除了我们这位主耶稣之外，别无拯救。
Because oftentimes when we tell our friends that besides Jesus there's no salvation,
许多的人就很不高兴。
And many of them will be not happy about it.
他说就是你们信耶稣的人太唯我独尊了。
And you think that you have the only solution, you Christians.
他说好像其他的宗教都不会像你们这样子的武断。
And they will tell us that other religions are not so adamant about this.
我们也深深知道，如果我们讲客气点，对其他的宗教都很好，我们都一样，大家都会很高兴。
And we know that if we try to be polite and say, well, every religion is good, equally good, and then everybody will be happy.
当我们碰上有一些信佛的或者其他宗教的时候，我们告诉他不一样的，唯有这位耶稣是我们唯一的拯救，他们就很不高兴。
But when we tell them, tell our Buddhist friends or some other friends with a different faith, that Jesus is the only salvation, they would not be happy about this.
也许在座的许多的朋友也会这么想，能不能我们客观一点，不要这么绝对。
Maybe some of our friends amongst us will think the same way. Can we be a little bit more objective?
那么我常常就跟朋友们讲，我们能不能从另一个角度来思考这个问题。
So I'll tell the friends, let us look at this thing from a different angle.
那么基督徒这么绝对，到底他的立足点在哪里？
So what is the foundation that Christians can stand upon to be so adamant about our unique belief?
如果真的除他以外别无拯救，难道这不应该叫我们认真的去对待吗？
If this is the only salvation, then we must face it squarely.
难道一条路关乎我们永远的问题是这样子的无所谓，或者说好像不绝对的，你放心去走吗？
This way to salvation, can this be, that we can we treat this very lightly and not be very absolutely sure about it?
我印象很深的，那是在十几年以前，我到一个城市去向学生们传福音，结束过后
I remember clearly that more than 10 years ago, I went to a city to preach the gospel to students after the meeting was over.
那我们就从一个城市到另一个城市，因为当时没有导航，所以就请当地的一位年轻的学生带我们走那条路。
At that time, there was no such thing as a GPS, so we had a young student brother to drive us to from one city to the next.
因为是在晚上，没有可问路的人。
Because it was in the evening and there's no one to ask the directions.
后来我们就越开越担心。
And the further we drove, the more worried we became.
为什么呢？那个带路的弟兄啊，开到一个路口的时候，我们问他是左转弯啊还是右转弯？他说，想了一下，他说这里这里这里。 下车说这里这里这里
When we come to an intersection with at a crossroad, when we ask the driver, which way should we turn, left or right, and he really wasn't sure.
后来抓来抓头，他说都可以都可以，他说。
And he scratched his head, says, "Well, either way, it would be fine."
我就越来越担心，到底这个路对不对？
So I became more and more worried whether we are on the right track.
那他如果是绝对一点的话。 就这条路我知道的，那么我们走起来就放心啊。
If he would tell us that I know for sure this is the way, then of course we'll be not worried.
那么照样对我们的信仰是这么要紧的一件事情，难道我们可以说都可以都可以吗？
So in the same way that our belief is such a critical thing, we cannot treat it lightly.
因为这里有一个非常重要的问题，也就是说。 我们所讲的乃是说到一个拯救的问题。
So the issue here is a question of salvation or being saved.
这信仰不是说我们好像随随便便的有一个的寄托过过日子而已。
The faith we're talking about is not something that you can have it as a hobby and just as a part of your life.
那么这里有一个词是说非常关键的说除他以外别无拯救。
But here the scripture verse tells us that there's no other name by which we must be saved.
那么其他的宗教能不能给我们拯救呢？
Can other religion provide salvation for us?
我们在大陆的时候遇到很多很多的，有机会呢，就遇到很多的那些其他的宗教的，或者是信佛的佛教徒。
In mainland China, we have many opportunities to meet people of other faiths like Buddhists.
那当我们把福音告诉他们的时候，讲给他们听的时候，有的朋友会说：“哎呀，你讲的真好。”
When we share the gospel with them, and many of them will respond says, "What you said is really good."
那有的朋友他就会说，很不服气的说：“信佛的如果讲好，讲的也很好听的。”
Some of them will rebuke me and saying, "Well, some of my Buddhist friends they can talk a good talk also."
那么我常常问他们说，不是好听不好听的问题，乃是说他所讲的主要的内容是什么，他能带你到哪里，你要需要了解的。
Then I would respond to them and says that it's not whether they can talk a good talk, but whether their talk can lead you somewhere.
所以有一次我跟两个和尚在那边交谈这件事情的时候，后来到最终的时候，我问他，到底这个佛是神呢还是人呢？他讲不出来。
So one time I was sharing the gospel with two monks, and toward the end of the conversation, I asked them bluntly, I says, "Your Buddha, is your Buddha man or God?" They had no answer.
所以有一个弟兄啊，那个弟兄他是经历非常挫折的一个弟兄，因为他曾经呢，就是参加过六四，后来呢，就是遇到很多的麻烦。
We have a brother who went through a lot of suffering and difficulty in life because he participated in the Tiananmen Square event.
后来他用自己的不良的手法，就把自己这种一群那个不好的记录把它改掉了。
So use some illegal means that he blotted out all his criminal records.
他是19岁就从北大毕业的。
He graduated from Peking University when he was only 19.
后来又回到北大去读研究生。
And then he went back to Peking University to pursue graduate study.
那么毕业后呢，也当过县长，也当过政法委书记，当过很多的官，有很多的官职。
After graduation, he became officials for many positions.
他的经过我就没有时间详细讲了。后来这个弟兄。 后来，但是他是不幸的。后来，他染上了一个抽白粉的一个坏的习惯。And
I would make the long story short. At that time, he was not a believer, but he somehow got into a drug habit.
弄得没有办法的时候，后来他只能到缅甸那边去抽白粉。缅甸。
So and at his wit's end, he had to go to Burma satisfy his drug habit.
后来到那个程度，快要死的时候，遇到了香港有帮弟兄姐妹去传福音，他后来蒙恩得救，并且白粉戒掉了。
When he almost died, he met a brother from Hong Kong, and he believed in the Lord, and he kicked the habit.
当他从那个缅甸回来的时候，他想找他原来的那班朋友，结果那班朋友知道他是抽了白粉，从来没有人戒过，所以大家都不理他。
And so he went back to China and tried to seek out his old buddies, but they refused to see him.
他后来就找到了一帮就是原来抽白粉的朋友，结果那帮朋友说：“你既然戒了，还找我们干什么？”他说：“也不理他了。”
Oh, and he was looking for his old buddies, and because they knew he was a drug addict, they refused to see him. But when he looked up his drug friends, and they turned against him too, says, "Because you have kicked the habit."
他几乎是说，好像被这个社会弃绝了一样，就是没路可走了。结果就到了一个他朋友在和尚庙里边的，他就去了和尚庙里边。
And he was rejected by everyone, so he had no place to turn. So he went to a temple and sought out his monk friend.
因为他读的是哲学心理，所以他对这些很内行。结果在他两年的时间在看佛书的时候。读了几遍，结果告诉他朋友，他说这是假的，赶紧离开。他说
，Yeah, because when he was in school, he majored in psychology and philosophy, so he knew this kind of stuff. So after studying Buddhism for 2 years, he told his monk friend, "says this is falsehood."
他的朋友很生气，他说两年的时间啊，你没路可走的时候，我接受了你，你现在竟然这样子背叛我，他说竟然说我们所信的这个道是错的，结果他很生气。
And the monk friend got very angry, says that we treated you well for 2 years when no one wants to accept you. Now, how come you turn against us with that belief?
实在来说，如果你去认真思考的话，佛教本身告诉我们，他就是说人就是佛，佛就是神，佛就是人，说也就是说，他没有一个拯救者。
And if you look into Buddhism carefully, you would.Learn that they claim that Buddha is man, man is Buddha. There's really no way of salvation.
他既不具备那个拯救的能力，他又没有一个拯救的方法。
Their belief does not have the ability to save us. They have no way to save us.
他最终也就告诉你，你怎么去修行得道，你去自己做，还是给你自己做。
All they can tell you is that do good and just depend on yourself.
那照样，其他的宗教也是一样。
And this is very similar for other religions.
那有的人说，我不需要别的拯救，那么我靠自己，凭自己的良心来做。
People who said that I do not need any salvation, I will do things my own way, according to my conscience.
那良心呢？一个堕落的人既不标准，他又不能做到我不违背自己的良心。
But you know that a depraved person.His conscience is not perfect, it's not clean.
当人堕落以后，神就是让我们当时活在良心的时代。
And when man fell, God allowed us to live in this period of conscience.
其实没有办法叫我们能够得拯救。
But we cannot be completely saved.
再说良心的标准啊，也是随着我们自己所认识的来定的。
And then you know that the conscience will help us set a standard.But limited by our understanding.
那香港有一个黑社会的老大，不是说，他说我向来做事都是凭良心的。他说
，And there is a leader, a gang leader in Hong Kong. He says, "All my life, I do things according to my own conscience."
他说我所卖的白粉全是全纯的，没有掺杂的。
He says that the heroin that I sell is very, very pure.
他说我开的那些不好的那些服务场所，每一个人替我做的都是自愿的，他说没有一个我强迫他来的。
It's all the illicit companies and the business that I own, all my employees come to work for me voluntarily.
我手下的人出去为我去打架，如果打死了我养他一家人的一辈子，他说我的良心怎么养他。
If one of my guys go out and kill someone, I will take care his family their whole life.
其实良心不能拯救我们。
We know that conscience cannot save us.
那人就来一个人治吧，就是用人来管理。
And then we turn to governing by man.
这又一个难处的是什么呢？
But that causes another difficulty.
人治人总想管别人，对不对？
All of us want to.Manage other people.
我想管你，你想管我，因此又产生了一个什么权力之争。
And then this causes a conflict of power grabbing.
那用法律来治呢？
What about governing by law?
法律，我印象很深的，当时在我们瑞安的时候啊。
I remember something very clearly. This happened in Rayan.
我们整个市只有三个警察。
And the whole city had only three policemen.
整个巴鲁院市管得好好的。
And they managed the whole city pretty well.
现在有交通警察，什么什么警察，很多很多，那么几万个人。那么现在还是犯罪率不断的增加。
But now there are tens of thousands of different kind of police. But we see the crime rate continues to increase.
亲爱的朋友，其实呢，我们人是需要一个拯救。
Dear friends, we really need salvation.
那么这位耶稣他为什么他能救我们呢
？How can Jesus save us?
他不但是具备了他拯救的能力。
So he not only has the ability to save,
他也有具体的为我们一个拯救的路。
But he also has a way of salvation.
这位耶稣，他本身他就是神。
他就是神。Jesus is God himself.
所以在约翰福音的第一章告诉我们，太初有道，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
So the first chapter, verse 1 of the John's Gospel, it says, In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以他就是神来到地上。
Jesus is God coming to this earth.
所以亲爱的朋友。
So dear friends.
不管我们是从客观来分析，或者是说我们基督徒主观的来经历。
Whether we observe or understand objectively or as Christians we experience subjectively.
你看在这个世界上有谁能比得上我们的主耶稣
There's no one, is there anyone in this world who can compare with Jesus?
难怪有人说纵观整个人类的历史他说没有谁可以与他比的因为在时间里边我们看见许多的人随着时间的过去他都会消失。
Because we can see that throughout history, everyone, all of them will pass away in time.
那么这位耶稣他到底是谁？他出生在一个贫穷的家庭，他降生在一个不出名的地方。
Look at this Jesus. He was born into a very poor family, not a famous place.
一个人的出名啊，跟他的家庭和他在所在的地方很有关系的。
Whether someone can become famous has a lot to do with his birthplace and his circumstances.
如果一个平民的家庭出生的人，他就不容易出名。
If you are born into a poor family, it would be very difficult for you to become famous.
一个在一个小地方出来的也不容易出名。
And if you were born in a small town, then it's hard for you to become famous.
那么这位耶稣他出生在一个木匠的家庭，他出生在一个伯利恒这个地方。
And we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem into a family of a carpenter.
他在地上的时间只不过是33年多的时间啊。
And he only lived in this world for 33 years.
他所到过的地方只不过是300公里的方圆。
The area that he travels is less than 300 square meters.
他没有出
kilometers.
他没有出过国，唯一的一次出国是因着逃难到埃及去的。
He never went abroad. The only time was because of persecution.
他在世的时候没有一兵一卒，竟然今天有那么多的人愿意来跟从他。
And he had not a single soldier following him when he was alive. But today, so many followers of Jesus.
所以有一位著名的哲学家，他讲了一句话：如果神真的来到地上做人的话，他无非就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So someone said that if God truly became man and it had to be the Nazarene Jesus.
那么另一方面从我们经历来说
So according to our own experience,
说中国人有一句话说月知何生情须问过来人。
If you want to understand this whole thing, then you have to ask someone who has experience in this.
那像我们这些已经信了耶稣的人我们从我们的经历里边啊我们就知道这位耶稣他是神。
So according to our own experience as Christians, we know Jesus is God.
我出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
I was born into a Christian family.
在中国大陆在文革时期信仰不自由。
During the Cultural Revolution in China, there was no religious freedom.
当时一个正常的人是不会来信耶稣的。
A normal person would not become a Christian.
所以有人说啊，不是疯子， 不是疯人就是病人，他说。
Either you are a mad person or you are a sick person, you will not become a Christian.
所以来信耶稣的人都是一些走投无路的人。
So those who become a Christian are those without any means.
那当时呢又没有教堂，都是在家庭里边暗暗的聚会。
During Cultural Revolution, there was no church, our church, and we had to meet in homes.
那我的印象就很深刻，因为我家里就有很多的疯人、病人啊。
I have a very strong impression and memory because in our household we had a lot of mad persons and sick persons.
那些被鬼附着的人啊，或者有病的人啊，没办法了，就会送到我家里来呢。
Oh, those who are actually demon possessed and also who are ill would actually came to our house.
那小时候的时候，父母亲，小时候我的同学常常说，你们家是跟那些鬼打交道的家庭啊。
And so my schoolmates will tell me when I was young that your family deal with those people who deal with the demons.
那么我们就看到有许多那些神迹奇事是这么真实的出现在我们中间。
But when there's a lot of true miracles.
那些被鬼附着的人所讲的话所做的事情，那你真的是没办法想象的。
It's very hard to imagine what kind of words that will be uttered by those who are possessed by demons.
那有一次一个被鬼附着的人在弟兄姐妹为他祷告唱诗歌的时候，他很生气，他怎么说，他说今天晚上我非诛戮你们不可，他说。
And one time when a demon-possessed personcame to the meeting, and when the brother and sister were singing, he got very upset. He says, I'm going to do something to you tonight.
我们家是当时那个房子呢是楼梯从中间走上去，两边呢都是房间木房子。
And during our time, our home is such that the staircase is in the middle, and there were rooms on either side.
那当时呢那个楼梯间呢就是挂着一个篮，因为大陆当时没有订冰箱，如果剩饭呢都是放在那个篮子里面挂在那边通风一点，是这样子。
During that time there was no refrigeration, so that in order to keep the food fresh, we have to put the food in a basket and hang it from the ceiling.
还放了一个水桶。
And there's also a bucket.
那天夜深的时候啊，忽然听到有一个人从楼梯上走上来。
And in the middle of the night, we heard footsteps on the stairs.
用脚狠狠地把前面那个房间的用脚踢开，砰一声。
And used the foot to open the door, force open the door.
然后就把那个篮里边的菜都丢进来。
And threw the vegetables from the basket into that room.
那又听见后面那个房间又被脚踢进来，那个水桶丢进来。
We heard another loud voice kicking the door open and threw the bucket into that room.
因为是木板啊，夜深的时候非常响。
Because the house was built with wood, so the noise was very loud in the middle of the night.
那我爸就起来的时候，就听到那个人的脚步的声啊，从楼梯上哒哒哒哒就走下来了。
When my parents got up, woke up, he heard the footstep of that particular person walking down the stairs.
他们追下去的时候，门窗关得好好的。
When they chase him down, they found that all the doors and windows are closed properly.
那像这种的经历，那么像我们小时候的时候，看见很多很多。
We have witnessed these a lot during our younger years.
那我自己也经历了一件事情啊。
I have also had one particular experience.
在我八岁的时候呢，我得了一个小儿麻痹症。
When I was 8 years old, I contracted 这个小儿麻痹叫做
瘫痪，小孩瘫，
小儿麻痹 polio. I had polio when I was 8.
就是我就不能动了。
And I could not move.
像40多年以前的大陆，没有电风扇，没有空调。夏天的时候，我就躺在那个主床板上。
And 40 years ago, there was no fan, there was no AC, so I just slept a light on a board.
你转个身都没办法。
I couldn't even turn my body.
印象很深的，我爸抱着我去看医生的时候，医生说没指望，回去好好的给他一点东西吃。
I still remember clearly when my father.Took me to see a doctor. Doctor says, there's no hope. Just give him some nice thing to eat.
意思说就等他死吧。
Meaning just wait for him to pass away.
几个月躺下来，因为夏天，我背上的那些肉就开始乱起来了。
And because of lying there for a month, during the summer, I had a bad sore.
那虽然是这种情况，爸爸妈妈一点不灰心。
But even given this condition, my parents never lost hope.
他就为我祷告。
And they pray for me.
那有一天在祷告之中的时候，我妈妈感觉很平安，她就过来，她说：“孩子，你坐起来。”
So one time during prayer, my mother felt this peace. So she came to me and says, "Why don't you sit up?"
后来我就坐起来了。
And I sat up.
那再过段时间，她祷告的时候，她说：“你站起来。”
And after another period of prayer, she felt, she told me that, "Why don't you stand up?"
那我就站起来了。
And I stood up.
后来她说：“你走吧。”
Why don't you walk?
我走到现在。还没躺下来。
I kept on walking until now.
就那次站起来就走了。
So ever since then, I started walking.
所以许多人问我，他说你现在的脚有没有不一样？
And so people ask me, anything different with your legs?
我说我从来没有一种感觉是以前得过瘫痪的人。
And so I will tell them that I will answer that I never felt, I don't feel that I ever had polio before.
我想讲这些见证，乃是说到这位耶稣，他确实是神的儿子。
So the reason I tell you all these stories just to prove to you that Jesus is God, God's Son.
那么，亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends,
耶稣他能拯救我们。
Jesus.Can indeed save us.
那么问题是说，我们今天有没有需要他的拯救
？Well, the question is that whether you feel the need to be saved.
如果在今天那个西雅图的医院有一个非常高明的医生，或者说是国科医生，他能治疗或者说很疑难的病。
Suppose there's a very nice doctor in Seattle who can treat your tough problem.
那么这个广告语出去的时候，究竟对谁有兴趣呢
？And who will be interested in the ad put out by this doctor？
对你我可能没什么兴趣啊。
To you and me, maybe we don't have any interest.
如果对一个国土有问题的人，他就有兴趣了。
But this ad put out by this orthopedics will definitely cause interest to someone who had a bone problem.
那么照样，这位耶稣他是一个拯救者，那么对谁有兴趣呢
？So Jesus is a savior, to whom that he will stir some interest.
也就是说，需要他拯救的人才会有兴趣。
So only those who need his salvation, needs his saving, will be interested in him.
有人说我活得好好的，干嘛需要这位耶稣呢
？People will say that I live a pretty good life. Why do I need to believe in Jesus?
亲爱的朋友，其实我们每一个人都需要他的拯救。
Dear friends, every one of us need his salvation.
不管拿我们身体来说，我们的心灵来说，还是我们将来我们的灵魂来说，都需要他的拯救。
Whether you like to look at it from a physical point of view, from your soul or from your spirit, we need his salvation.
由于罪是带来了我们这个堕落的人，今天在一个堕落的光景里边啊，我们被罪的捆绑，我们活在无神的虚空里边。
Because we are burdened by our sin. It causes us to fall, and so we live in a life without God.
所以多少的人，他心灵的深处没办法满足。
So they no one can satisfy. A lot of people cannot satisfy the emptiness in their lives.
其实我们如果安静下来去思想的话，我们真的里边有个内心深处无法满足的地方。
If you think about it, there is this void in our life that we cannot satisfy ourselves.
我记得印象很深的。那么我们在中国大陆疫情贫穷的时候，我们小时候的时候，我们如果能吃上白米饭，觉得是非常满意了。
I still remember very clearly, when we were young, in China, if we could have a chance to eat just the regular rice, that will be so happy.
那个时候，你吃饱饭都是不容易的一件事情啊。
It was difficult during that time for you to have a nice meal.
在前两个月，我的妈妈还说，我的舅舅当时常常跟着他，对他说：“姐姐啊，我到你家，别的没有，让我吃一顿饱，我就愿意，我就满意了。”他说。
And even recently, my mother would tell me that during that time.Her brother will say to her, "When I come to your home, all I want is just to have a good meal.
所以在两个月之前，我舅舅来我家做客的时候，我妈妈打了一大碗的白米饭给他吃。
So 2 months ago, when my uncle came to our household, my mother gave him a big, nice, big, a nice bowl of rice.
那吃完了以后，我妈妈又给他添了一碗，她说：“你再吃。
”And after the first bowl, that my mother gave him a second bowl of rice.
他说：“我怎么吃得下？”
He said, "I can't eat so much."
他说：“你以前不是常常叫我让你吃一顿饱吗？”他说。
But before you asked me for rice,
你发现今天的孩子们，你把这个菜摆得满桌，他觉得没胃口。
Today, a lot of children don't have the appetite to enjoy a table full of good dishes.
疫情的孩子们没有什么玩具。
During the old days, there were very little toy, very few toys.
我的小舅舅，我的有个表舅舅告诉我，他的儿子在农村里边的时候，他说，当时的唯一的玩具就是一个这个鞋子的盒子。
And one of my uncles would tell me that during the old days, all they had as a toy is an empty shoebox.
他说玩得很开心啊，就拿着那个盒子出来晒晒太阳，然后呢又把儿子抱回去，很开心。
They really enjoyed playing with the shoebox, empty shoebox. They would take it out from the home and put it under the sun.
那么现在的孩子呢？飞机啊，大炮啊，什么都有，海陆空全部都有。
And today, look at the children, all kinds of toys that they have.
他满意不满意呢？
They're still not
不满意
satisfied.
所以我们那边啊，有一对的夫妇啊。
So there's a couple where I live.
在他贫穷的时候，这个丈夫一回到家里，第一句话问的是什么呢？他说：“老婆啊，今天有的吃没有啊？”
And during the poverty days, whenever the husband came home,the first thing he will ask the wife is that, do we have anything to eat today?
当他有点钱的时候，一回来问那个老婆，第一句话就是什么？老婆啊，今天吃什么？
And but when they become much better to do, when he gets home, he will ask the wife, what are we going to have today?
后来当他当老板的时候，回到家里第一句话是什么呢？老婆啊，今天在哪里吃？
And when he become a boss, much better to do,When he gets home, he will ask his wife, "Where are we going to have dinner tonight?"
他后来一回来的时候，问他老婆：“老婆啊，今天我们吃谁的？”他说：“
吃谁的？”
就是说要把谁吃掉了。
Yeah, and even later on, when he become even better to do, he says, "Who's gonna treat us dinner tonight?"
也就是说，在哪里吃都不满足了。
Because the appetite cannot be satisfied.
所以，亲爱的朋友
，So dear friends,
这一切都说明了。在我们的心灵深处有一个需要。
All this indicates or tells us that there's such a deep longing in our heart.
就拿我们生命来说，我们在世的时间何等的短暂。
And our life is so short on this earth.
那当有一天我们离开世界，到底往哪里去呢？
Where are we going when we leave this world?
因为人活在没指望里边啊，所以只顾今日，因此呢，许多的东西没办法叫我们满足。
Because we live without hope, a lot of things we pursue cannot satisfy us.
有人说，哎呀，管他将来不将来的，他说今天活着都管不了了，还管将来。
Some people will say, "I can't even take care of myself today. Forget about future."
其实呢，今世是决定，今天啊是决定我们的将来。
But actually, what we do.Today determines where we're going in the future.
那将来的盼望呢，也会决定我们今天的生活。
And the hope for the future also helps us to determine what kind of life we're going to lead today.
那么对于将来啊，我想在这里再做一个见证。
I want to give you another testimony concerning the future.
那这当然是一个特别的一个经历啊。
Of course, this is a very, very special experience.
我有一个大舅舅啊。
I have an uncle.
但是在我们瑞安呢，他是一个负责的弟兄。
He is one of the leaders of the church in Ruiyan where I live.
在当时那个年代，他算是有知识的，他是高中毕业。
And he graduated from high school, so he was a highly educated person during that time.
因为他是一个有知识，又是在当地一个带领的弟兄，所以呢，当时的政府呢就很注意他。
Because he was highly educated at that time, and he was one of the leaders of the church, so the government paid special attention to him.
那有一次呢，政府就在他家里呢办了一个学习班， 所谓的学习班就是洗脑的那一个那种做法。
And one time the government set up a class in his home as a political education.
由于当时的环境呢，结果他有许多的压力，我的舅舅呢心脏病一发呢就离开了世界。
And under all the kind of pressure, he had a heart attack and passed away.
那当时他只有40岁，那留下五个孩子，最小的还是在我大舅妈的肚子里边，就是那个月就快要出生了。
My uncle was only 40 years old when he died, and he left five children, and the youngest one was still not born yet.
那这件事情发生以后呢，就有两件事情是非常稀奇的啊。当我爸爸知道这件事情的时候，后来去找有一个弟兄，也是当时在我们瑞安呢，是一个带领的弟兄。
So after this happened, my father went to find a brother who was also one of the church leaders.
那个弟兄啊，那天就在梦中啊，他梦境他跟我的大舅舅一起去乐园里边，看到很多那些瑞安的长辈的弟兄、已故的圣徒在那个乐园里边的很喜乐。
So this other church leader brother had a dream that day. He dreamed of seeing this my uncle, and they went to meet church leader, church saints who passed away.
当然看完了以后，他就对我的大舅舅说，他说好，我们回去吧。
And so this church leader brother said to, after they have seen the scene, they said to my uncle, says, well, why don't we go home?
我的大舅舅对他笑一笑，他说我不走了，我就留在这里了。
And my uncle would tell him that, well, I'm going to stay here.
他觉得很稀奇，你怎么会留在这里呢？
So he was wondering, why do you say this to me?
那他那些的弟兄姊妹都是已过的圣徒。
Because the people who they saw in his dream were those who passed away already.
他就在想这个事情的时候，我的爸爸在一块楼下敲门，他说赶紧去，他说我的大舅舅去世了，去一起为他祷告。
As he was pondering this, and my father knocked on the door and told him that my uncle passed away, let's go and pray for the family.
他就突然知道这个梦的意思。
And then he realized the significance of the dream that he had.
后来他又神又给他的一句话。
And then God gave him something.God told him something.
他说神看圣民之死啊是极其的宝贵。
And God says that when I look upon the death of the saints, I treat them preciously.
那当时呢，我的大舅妈呢，因为我舅舅走了，留下了五个孩子。
And when my uncle passed away, he left behind five children.
那一个的环境啊是非常艰难的，面对了这种的这个五个孩子啊。
So it was a very, very difficult time.
他就在床上起不来。
So my aunt could not get up from bed.
好长时间的伤心的在床上哭。
And she was just be crying couldn't get up.
过了一段时间，在我们瑞安大概离我们瑞安城大概七八公里左右的有一个的老弟兄。
And after a while, there's an elderly brother who lived 7 or 8 kilometers from Rui An.
他的儿子呢是帮别人家呢，就是压地瓜啊，就农村里边那个种地瓜的时候，在那边做这件事情。
And this elderly brother had a son who worked for some farmers when they harvest tomato. No, potato.
那中途呢，在那吃点心的时候啊，他住在那个山坡上吃点心的时候，忽然一层风刮过来，那个上面的高压线啊，一下子滴下来，把他猝死掉了。
One time, when he was working in the field, there was a strong wind blowing against the power lines, and the power line dropped and electrocuted and killed this person.
那个老弟兄呢？不是很伤心，但是他很想知道他的儿子到底有没有得救，是不是在天堂里边。
The elderly brother was not extremely sad, but he just wanted to make sure whether his son went to heaven.
后来祷告了很长时间以后呢，有一次在异象之中啊，他说自己好像是在划一个船，他说前面有个官呢，就一直迎他迎他迎他。
And after some time of prayer, he felt that he saw that he was rowing a boat and traveling toward this light. And the light seems to be leading him on.
后来不知不觉的到了这个 那个乐园的门口。
And then he arrived at the gate of the paradise.
那个天使问他，他说你要找谁？
One angel asked him, whom are you looking for?
他说我想知道一下，就是我的儿子到底在不在这里
了。I want to find out whether my son has come here.
那个天使问他，你儿子叫什么名字？他就把名字告诉他。
So the angel asked him about his son's name, and he told the angel his son's name.
那天使说，你等一下。他说他在这里，我把他叫出来。他说。
And he said, wait a minute, he is here, and I'm gonna bring him here.
那结果他的儿子就出来了。
And his son came out.
对他说，爸爸，他说你放心好了，我在这里很好。他说你放心回去吧。
And the son told the father, says, don't worry about me, I'm fine here. Why don't you just go home?
就在这个时候，他将要走的时候，里面出来了一个人，就是我大舅舅。他对他说，他说某某人的爸爸，他说你记住，你回去以后一定给我家里捎个信。他说我在这里很好。
And then all of a sudden, my uncle appeared and told this elderly brother, so when you go home, please send this message to my family, telling them that I'm doing fine here.
那个人就问他，他说你叫什么名字？你家住在哪里？后来我大舅舅就告诉他，他说我姓陈，就陈包龙，我的家是住在瑞安。当时一个什么地方啊，他说你坐船到了那个码头，大概走路多少远，你问我爸爸的名字，他们就知道的。
This elderly brother asked my uncle, so what is your name, where do you live? So my uncle gave him very detailed directions and instructions how to find his home.
那个弟兄呢，他是卖豆腐的，第二天呢，他要把豆腐呢挑到城里边去卖的时候，就问我舅舅住在哪里。
And this elderly brother was a tofu merchant, and he sells tofu. So the next day, he brought the tofu to the market and started inquiring about the address.
那打听的时候问那些邻居啊，他说这个人住在哪一个房子？他说他说他给我捎信过来。那些邻居听了莫名其妙，他说他都死掉了，他说怎么给你捎信、啊、
So when he was asking the neighbors about my uncle's address, and this elderly brother told the neighbors that I got this message from him. And they were really amazed that, you know, he passed away some time ago.
他说真的，结果后来就到了我舅舅的家门口的时候，他的就是我舅妈的父亲啊，就是不让他进来，因为他说我的女儿自从女婿离开世界又很伤心，他任何人都不见。他说你有什么事情你就可以告诉我。
So when the elderly brother arrived at my uncle's home, my uncle's
岳父
my uncle's father-in-law came to the door and says, well, please do not come in because my uncle's wife, my aunt, has been very, very sad and could not get up all this time.
那个人说，不，这件事情我必须要亲自告诉他。
And so this elderly brother says, no, I have to tell her this message myself.
那么就在这样子在争的时候呢，我大舅妈在楼上听进来，她说，爸爸，她说你就让她进来了。
So when they were arguing about this, and my aunt upstairs, she was upstairs, and she heard this, says, Dad, let him in.
那后来这个弟兄就把这个经故呢跟我大舅妈讲了以后，后来他就开始从床上起来，就是开始喜乐起来了。
So this elderly brother gave the message to my aunt, and from that point on, my aunt started to recover.
到如今呢，我的大舅妈还活在那里，今年八十多岁。
And today, my aunt is in her 80s.
所以，亲爱的朋友
，So dear friends,
也就是说，从这些的事实上
，So from all these facts,
不管从我们身体、我们的心灵和将来的盼望，我们都需要一位拯救。
Whether from our physical need, from our the need of our soul, from the need for our future, we need the salvation.
唯有这位耶稣，他是神的儿子。
Only Jesus is the Son of God.
他不但是在肉身中来到这个世上
，Not only in flesh he came into this world，
他还为我们根本的问题，就是罪所带给我们今天的一些痛苦、将来地狱的结局担当不起，他为我们在十字架上替死。
He died on the cross for us to address the problem of the sin，
他承担我们罪的刑罚
，And he also suffered the consequence of sin for me and for you。
并且他还从死里复活。
But he also was raised from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活， 这些事情啊，叫许多的人很难相信。
A lot of people cannot accept the fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
但是这也是我们基督徒信仰的一个核心。
But this is the core of our Christian belief.
由于他的复活，叫我们这些人称义了。
Because his resurrection, we are declared righteous.
由于他的复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
Because his resurrection, God's power is revealed here that he is the Son of God.
是不管哪一个的教主，他没有为我们死，也没有为我们活。
No leader of any other belief, died for us and rose up for us.
他的复活乃是说他不被死亡拘禁。
And the fact that he was raised up, tells us that he could not be controlled by death.
他可以不死。
He did not have to die.
他的死是为了我们的罪而死。
He did die because he died for our sins.
他的复活证明他是神的儿子。
His resurrection proved that he is the Son of God.
他的复活不但是叫我们称义，他的复活还叫我们的生命。
His resurrection not only makes us righteous, but also gives us a new life.
所以信耶稣的人不但是罪得赦免，并且呢，我们得到了耶稣的生命。
Those who believe in Jesus, not only their sins have been forgiven, but we also have gained Jesus' life.
所以他的复活叫我们有永远的盼望。
So his resurrection gives us eternal hope.
所以在座亲爱的朋友
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们这帮信耶稣的人啊。
Us Christians.
所以在我们的深处经历里边
，So in our in the depth of our life, in our own experience,
就说不但是这位耶稣他会听我们的祷告
，So this Jesus not only he will hear our prayer,
他的生命在我们里边就产生了一个生命的反应
，And the life that he has given us in us, can be lived out.
所以叫我们这个人啊，得以改变。
So that we are transformed.
我再讲一个见证就结束了啊。
I will conclude with another story.
我有一个亲戚啊。
I have a relative.
这个人呢，他是有五个姐姐，就是他一个是男孩子。
He is the only boy. He had five older sisters.
在大陆呢。是重男轻女的。
We know that in China, families care for boys much more than girls.
所以呢，他有个姐姐，只有他是男孩，因此父母亲对他很宠很宠。
So that because he's the only boy in the family, he was totally spoiled.
他就养成了很多很多不好的习惯。
So he got turned into many many bad habits.
打赌。跳舞、抽烟、醉酒，什么都来。
Gamble, drinking, and smoking, and anything you can think of.
家庭给他搞得，哎呀，真的是很可怕，很可怕。
Causing a lot of grief for the family.
他妈妈告诉我，他说每次他如果打赌输了回来的话，那就麻烦了。
And his mother once told me that if he lost money in gambling, then we will suffer when he gets home.
他说他的门不是推进来的，都是用脚踢进来的。
He would not just open the door with his hand; he would just kick the door open.
他的眉头一皱啊，一家人都会怎么样？都会处于那种惧怕里边。
And whenever our son frowns, the whole family trembles.
他后来做见证说，他说当他在没有信耶稣的时候，他说离他家里的养的猫啊、狗啊。凳子啊，桌子啊，都受罪。他说
，Before this guy became a Christian, even the pets in the family suffer from him.
因为他打赌输了，又不但是会摔桌子啊、凳子啊，并且看见猫啊、鸡啊、鸭啊这些，就用脚踢着。
So because every time that he lost in gambling, he would mistreat those animals.
甚至呢，他家庭呢，出现一些奇形怪怪的事情。
And even strange things happened to the family.
在他睡觉的时候呢，常常会出现有一个人穿着黑衣服，戴着黑帽子，拿着拐杖站在他床前。
And when during his sleep, he would see this person dressed in black and wearing a black hat and carrying a staff.
在农村里边啊，他们就搞很多的迷信，那么保镜放在那里呀、啊，有什么放在那里呀、啊，想把这个邪气赶走，
so,
就没办法。
So with a lot of superstition in the rural areas, they would hang a sword on the floor and trying to cast out these evil spirits, but they couldn't do it.
结果就到了很多的庙宇，拜了很多的那些那么巫婆啊、师公啊，就是诸位什么师父啊、父亲啊，这么拜了很多。
And they went to temples to seek solutions. Went to all these people who median trying to find a solution.
很多的人说有办法，可以用什么办法把那个邪气赶走啊，把那个人赶走啊。结果用了很多的什么。迷信的一种方法，那么弄了以后有一个礼拜好，过了一个礼拜以后又回来了。
And some people will give them some solution, but they did provide some temporary relief, maybe for a week, but that evil spirit came back again.
后来走投无路的时候啊
，So then they came to the end of their wits.
来信了这位耶稣。
He believed in Jesus.
不但是家里那些奇形古怪的事情没有了，耶稣恩待他。
All the strange things stopped happening.
后来这个人完全被改变了。
So this person was totally transformed.
从此以后，跳舞、喝酒、打赌、什么抽烟，全部都戒掉了。
And after that, he got rid of all the bad habits, gambling, going to the dance hall, smoking, drinking, all these things.
夫妻两个被神的爱抓住，就把自己完全的奉献给神，就在神的家中。全时间的在那边学习和服侍。
Both he and his wife were gripped by God's love, so they dedicated themselves in full-time service.
那他说今天的家庭的喜乐，他里边内心的那个的平安，他说以前是没有经历过的。
He says, before I became a Christian, I never experienced what I have now, the joy and peace in me.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends,
除他以外。别无拯救。
There's no other name under heaven that we must be saved.
因为在天下人间啊，没有赐下别的名叫我们可以靠着得救。
Because there's no other name under heaven by which we can be saved.
也许今天我们个人有不同的需要。
Maybe you and I have different needs.
或许罪在我们身上会产生不同的一种感觉。
And also the sin causes us to feel differently.
我们都需要这位耶稣来拯救我们。
We need Jesus to save us.
所以盼望我们在座亲爱的朋友。
So dear friends,
你认真的去思考这个问题。
Think about this very seriously.
让我们能够真实的去了解这位耶稣。
So we can know him.
甚至让我们能够打开我们心门，能够接受这位耶稣做你的救主。
So much so that we can open our hearts and invite Jesus into our life to accept him as our personal savior.
他如果进到我们里边，那里边内心的平安喜乐就随着我们。
Once he comes into our life, then we will have this peace and joy.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all.
那接下来时间，交给我们的弟兄。
我们今天早晨啊，很高兴，有我们的弟兄呢，从中国到这里向大家传福音。
I'm delighted this morning that our brother coming all the way from China to share the gospel with you.
他来自中国的浙江省。
He came from the Zhejiang province of China.
如果我的领会没有错的话呢，我们知道今天在中国啊，这个。浙江省恐怕信主的人是最多的。
If my understanding is correct, the province of Zhejiang has the most number of Christians in China.
特别他的家乡这个温州啊，信主的人非常多。
Especially his hometown, 温州, had many Christians.
并且温州人呢，跑的全天下都是。
And we know that 温州 people from 温州 are all over the world.
我前几年有机会到欧洲。
A few years ago, I went to Europe.
到处都碰见温州的基督徒。
I encounter many Christians from 温州。
所以那个时候我有点好奇啊，到底那个地方发生什么事情
？I was curious as what happened here.
所以我跑到温州去看一看。
So I went to 温州 visited 温州。
感谢主啊
！Praise the Lord.
在浙江省真是信主的人非常的多。
There are so many Christians in the province of 浙江。
啊， 我们知道主的救恩呢。
We know about our Lord's salvation.
啊，在今天的中国啊，拯救了成千上万的信主的人。
God has saved thousands upon thousands of people in China today.
啊，那么这个实在对他们来讲是很大的福气。
And this is such a great blessing to Chinese people.
啊，今天我也知道在座有很多从大陆来的朋友。
I know many friends amongst us today. You are from China.
啊，我希望你呢也能够接受这个福音，能够得着主的拯救。
I really pray that you can accept this salvation, that you can be saved.
啊，刚才我们的弟兄呢，把一些生活中真实的经历呢，跟大家做了美好的见证。
Our brothers share with you many, many true stories.
我们知道圣经所讲到耶稣基督的救恩。
The Bible talks about the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
它不是一个宗教思想。
It's not a religious thought.
它也不是一套的哲学的理论。
It's not a philosophical theory.
它是在我们生活中啊是可以经历的。
This is something that we can experience in real life.
所以当我们弟兄在这里讲的时候啊，
So when our brother is sharing the gospel with us,
我就想起啊，我这个信主呢已经超过五十年了。
I've been a Christian for more than 50 years.
啊，因为半个世纪过去了。
Half a century has passed.
那么这个救恩在我个人的生活经历里面也是确确实实的。
And to me, this faith is also so true.
啊，我们知道当初使徒彼得讲那一句话。
We remember one thing that the apostle Peter has said.
说除他以外别无拯救。
This verse that by no other name we must be saved.
你知道吗？他讲这句话的时候需要很大的胆量。
You know, it took a lot of courage to say something like this.
因为在前不久啊，耶稣才被钉了十字架。
Because surely even before he said these things, Jesus was crucified on a cross.
难道这些使徒们不怕死吗？
Do you think that these apostles are not afraid to die?
你看见犹太人那样对待耶稣，罗马人那样用残酷的刑罚把他处死。
They witnessed how Jesus was persecuted by the Jews and also how he was crucified by the Roman soldiers.
在这个时候，按理讲，这班门徒们呢是心惊胆战。
You would think that these disciples would be very afraid.
他们应该是非常害怕。
They should be scared.
他们应该是啊，这个要躲避的。
They should run away.
但是没有。
But no.
他们站出来。
They stood up.
他们在那里大声的宣告说。
They proclaimed loudly.
除他以外别无拯救。
There's no other name by which we must be saved.
天下人间没有别的名可以靠着得救。
There's no other name under the heaven that by which we can be saved.
如果你能知道当时他们所处的那个环境的气氛。
If you can understand the atmosphere of that time.
他们讲这个话是需要何等的胆气，何等的勇敢。
It took courage, a lot of courage to say something like this.
所以当他们讲过这句话。
So after they say this,
当时那些官府啊，那些人呢，都稀奇他们的胆量。
And the officials were very amazed of their courage.
因为为什么他们有这么大胆量敢讲呢？
How come they were so courageous to say something like this?
因为他们知道主耶稣不仅死了。
Because they know that not only Jesus died,
也复活了,
but he was raised up again,
并且向他们显现,
and also appeared to them.
他们亲眼看见这件事情,
because they witnessed with their own eyes,
亲身经历这件事情,
they experienced themselves.
所以他们才有这样的一个胆量。
That's why they were so courageous.
所以今天我们晓得我们所传讲的救恩呢不是一套宗教的理论。
So we know what we preach today is not some religious ideology.
我们所传讲的是一个事实。
We are preaching a fact.
所有基督徒都可以做这个见证。
All Christians can bear witness.
当你得着这个东西。
Once you have this.
你真正知道那是何等的宝贵的。
You know how precious this thing is.
所以今天早晨呢。
So this morning,
我们的弟兄从很远的地方到这里。
So our brother came from afar.
那么他很诚恳地把他个人的和他家族的见证摆在诸位的跟前。
With such sincerity, he shared with us the true stories of himself.
当然我们知道他的心是渴望你能够和他一同 来得着这个福气。
Of course, we know that His desire is that for you and we to have this blessing together.
我知道今天在座还有一些朋友们，你还没有接受耶稣基督做救主。
I know there are some among us today. You have not accepted Jesus as your Savior yet.
那么在我们弟兄讲完之后啊，我愿意啊，那个替我们的神呢做一个邀请。
After our brother's sharing, I want to extend the invitation on behalf of our God.
若是你听见我们弟兄所做的见证。
If you heard the testimonies given by our brother,
你里面受感动,
and if you are touched inside,
你愿意接受主,
you want to accept Jesus,
或者你听见了我们弟兄的见证,
or after hearing the testimony by our brother,
你感觉这是你真实的需要,
and you feel this is what I need,
那么这个时候呢, 我们愿意做一点点的邀请,
so I want to extend this invitation,
那么希望你坐在你的座位上呢你能够举个手表示一下。
So just where you sit, raise your hand, Yola.
你愿意接受。那边已经有人接受，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那么还有这边也有啊，感谢主啊，还有吗
？Praise the Lord.
这边也有，感谢主。好，还有吗
？Anyone else?
好，感谢主，这边也有啊。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，有很多人受感动啊，真是为你欢喜啊！
We are moved. We are so happy.
还有没有
for you. ？Anyone else？
那么你把你手举一下，
Just、
我们在为你祷告。
Just raise your hand and we'll pray for you.
好不好？还有没有
？Anyone else？
好，
感谢主，
感谢主，还有没有
？Praise the Lord。
还有吗
？Anyone else？
不要错过这个机会。
Don't miss this opportunity。
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样。
Just like this song that we sang。
主啊，当你正向别人呼召的时候
，Lord, when you are calling others,
莫把我漏掉。
Do not pass me by.
希望今天你没有被漏掉。
I hope that you are not passed by.
你带着主的救恩回去。
And when you go home, you have God's salvation.
好，我们再问一下，还有没有
？One more time, one more invitation. Anyone else?
我马上要祷告了，好不好？
We'll、
我们为大家祷告。
Yeah, we will pray for these.
希望你不要犹豫。
Don't hesitate.
不要犹豫。感谢主，已经有许多朋友们举手。
感谢主，
真是为着大家欢喜。
So happy for you。
还有吗
？Anyone else？
还有哪一位吗
？Anyone else？
最后还有一位吗
？One last chance。
希望你离开这个会场之前啊
，Before you leave this place，
你真真实实的得到这个救恩。
You truly, truly gain this salvation。
我们真是。不希望把这个聚会结束了，希望多给你机会。
We hate to conclude this meeting because we want to give you.
但是我们的时间有限啊。
然后 time is limited.
我再最后这个问一下，还有没有哪一位
？One last call. Anyone else?
有吗？好，我们请大家低头，我们一同。
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天早晨，你确实向我们众人显现。
Because you have appeared to us this morning.
你在这个聚会中，借着我们的弟兄，把你的恩言说明。
Through our brother in this meeting, you have given us your blessed word.
我们也确实看见。圣灵的工作。
We have witnessed the work of the Holy Spirit.
有许多亲爱的朋友们。
Many dear friends.
他们做了决定。
They have made the decision.
愿意接受你做他的救主。
They are willing to accept you as their Savior.
主啊，求你照着你的应许。
According to your promise.
今天你就赦免他们的罪。
That today you forgive their sins.
你就把你自己新的生命赐给他们。
And you give them your own life, a new life.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you wholeheartedly.
你成全这个救恩付上何等的代价。
How dear a price you pay in order for us to have this salvation.
你不仅离开荣耀的天乡。
You left the glorious heaven.
你在地上为我们受尽一切的苦难。
You suffer all kinds of sufferings on earth.
为我们流血舍命。
You shed your blood and gave up your life.
我们知道这是极其宝贵的救恩。
We know this is such a precious salvation.
我们真是知道今天在这个世界中
，We know in this world，
只有你能把真实的路给我们。
Only you can provide us with a true way.
所以除你以外别无拯救。
So besides you, there's no other salvation.
我们只有靠着你的名能够得救。
Only by your name, in your name we can be saved.
但是你何等愿意把你的名赐给我们。
Oh, you are so willing to give your name to us.
我们这是满心的感谢你。
We thank you wholeheartedly.
主啊，今天早晨
This morning,
我们看见你救恩的果效。
We see the fruit of your salvation.
这个荣耀是归给你的。
You have all the glory.
求主从今天开始起。
From this day on.
保守这些向着你有信心的人。
Keep these who have laid their faith in
you. 让你的恩典在他们的生命中显为真实。
May your grace become so real in their life.
主啊，也许有一些人听了心里受感动。
Maybe there are others who are touched.
他们没有在这里能做表示。
But they did not indicate their decision.
他们回去的时候。
As they return home.
当他们思想。
When they think about this.
他们觉得应当接受你。
They think that they should accept you.
也求你仍旧向他们施恩典。
We pray that you will grace them also.
主啊，今天早晨你在这里。
Lord, you are here today.
你当得着我们的全新的感谢和赞美。
We give you all our thanks and praise.
我们谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.